hey, what have I got? Yeah, it's a gift, a present. We are going to talk about gifts today. Actually, I brought you each a gift. Would you like it? Would you like one? All right. Let's see what I got here. I have, oops, let me reach them. Ooh, there's an ostrich and a koala. Oh, and you get the lobster, David. Ah, I think that's an anteater. I've got a lamb, Scarlett. You want him? No? Okay. I've got one more. Isaac, I've got a rooster. There you go. These are yours. You get to keep them. You take them home today. They're my gift to you. Now tell me, did you pay me for that? Did you do something special to deserve it? Did you work hard to earn it? Did you win it? No, I gave it to you because I wanted to. I like you, and I paid for it. In our Bible passage today, it says, the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. God is offering you and me a gift. Now, we just talked about the gift I gave you, so you know that when you get a gift, you don't pay for it. You didn't earn it. You didn't win it. It's a gift. It's given because of love. And that's the same with God's gift to you. We can't earn it. There's no way we deserve it. And we can't pay for it either. He gave us this gift because he loves us and he wants us to have it. Now, the gift is free to us. But it was a costly gift, and Jesus paid for it when he died on the cross for us. Jesus worked hard to give us this gift from God. Now, do you remember what the gift is? The passage said the free gift of God is eternal life. Eternal life is living with God forever. And it starts now because we have him in our hearts, so we're living with him. And it goes on forever. It never ends. It goes on with him. Now, in my present here, I have a reminder of where we're going to live forever with God. Okay? I bet you know the name of this place, right? Heaven, yes. And nobody really knows what it's going to look like, but the Bible tells us things about it. It's going to be light there, no darkness at all, never night. There'll be angels there, and of course Jesus will be there. And our families, whoever believe in Jesus and accept God's gift. Oh, we didn't talk about that. When I first offered you a gift, if you had told me no, you wouldn't be going home with a stuffed animal, would you? You had to accept my gift and take it. It's the same with God's gift. I wouldn't have made you take it if you didn't want it. God won't make you take his gift either if you say no. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for your gift of eternal life. Jesus, thank you for paying for this gift. Holy Spirit, help me say yes to this gift. Amen.